Our guest this week, Slutsville.
It's a good fucking advice.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art? Torino,
the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and our 300th episode on the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me is the whole motherfucking gang.
Yeah.
I got Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Chewy, Dogwater Dick, and Brandon in the studio. But I'm excited for this show. I've been waiting for this a long time. All the way from Grass Valley, Slutsville.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Man, 300 episodes, I still can't stop Rory from clipping on the intro.
Yep.
I'm never going to figure this
That's
shit out.
That's our goal for 400.
Yeah, ladies and gents, welcome, welcome.
Holy shit.
We've done this 300 times.
This is amazing.
Wow.
I don't know anybody who's done anything 300 times. Like, this is like a lot of commitment. Like, I don't even know friends who've gone to the gym 300 times or have, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, we're pretty cool.
Usually people give up by this point.
I bet you know people who have had 300 shots.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody can do a tiny thing 300 times. This is a huge undertaking.
A huge
there's a lot of moving parts here. Yeah,
we meet weekly.
And it's better than ever.
Yeah.
And like we can all even skip weeks and it still happens without us, except Rick.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
So really, I'm the only one who's done this 300 times.
We did.
Actually, I'm going to say, no, you've only
299.
Done it 299.
299 times.
Oh, yeah, because... Yeah, that one time.
Because that one time that Spencer,
Spencer
did. Thank you, Spencer.
Oh, wait, no. 98, Nathan did it one time, too.
Nate? Oh, my God, you're right. Nate did
Nate
it.
Nate did it.
Uh-huh,
holy
uh-huh,
shit. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Shout out.
Good. Maybe you're not
Nate,
that important.
Nate.
Yeah.
Nate was the best. And I fucking hate that faggot moved away. I love him so much.
It's all your equipment and all your shit, but we could do it without you, no problem.
When you first met Nate, you were like, who's this weird dude? And then after you got to know him, you're like, I love him so much, I could marry him.
Why didn't you, Rick?
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because he's not gay.
Oh, that's always a problem.
And then he moved away.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could have. I
would
have been so happy.
Away.
Living with Nate forever. He was so smart.
He probably moved away and became gay and married another dude.
Oh,
and it's all a joke.
Why you got to hurt me like that? I feel so left behind. Like that series, Left Behind.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You're married to this studio.
It's true.
Yeah.
And my girl's good to me.
Yeah, she is.
she brings hot dudes playing punk rock music here all the time.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I would also just like to thank all you listeners out there who have stuck with us. Any new listeners, welcome to the show. But all of our folks who have been with us all 8 years and all 300 episodes.
I wonder how many people have actually listened to all 300 episodes? Because
they're
the real champions.
I would say few because I tell people not to listen to season one a lot.
Yeah. Now
unless you're listening, looking for a specific artist, don't.
Yeah,
don't
there was
go
some
back.
Good music on season one.
It had good music. Yes.
But we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, not like now. Now we pretty much are on top of our shit.
Oh, we're so good at this.
It's amazing.
Hit the post every week.
It's hard.
Well, Rory, welcome back.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
You had a few weeks.
Yeah.
Since last on the show, I now work at St. James Infirmary all weekend long, Wednesday happy hour, Thursday, Friday, Saturday close, and all day Sunday. Come by and visit me. The first person to tell me the code word Wilson on Thursday or Sunday will get their first drink free. Everybody who mentions that after that gets $1 off their first drink.
Fuck.
So come by and visit me.
Dude.
Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday, you can kiss my ass.
I tried coming to see you.
It's too
Saturday.
Fucking busy for me to chit-chat and give people fun deals and stuff.
I tried to stop by and see you this most recent Saturday, and I couldn't even hardly walk through the place, let alone get to the bar and ask for a drink.
So it was a pretty monster night. Yeah. So, Saturdays are great. Damond Dowdy, mm-hmm. he's our DJ over there
from,
on Saturday nights.
Black Rock City All-Stars.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes. He kills it, man. He is such a good DJ.
Place was packed.
He knows how to make a crowd move and how to read it and make it flow all night long. Like, it was so good.
Yeah, he's rad.
I like working with him a lot.
Something else happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a baby.
Good job, right?
Well, Diana had
my boy, Robert Grover Chayo Dowd.
So a baby actually passed through your body?
Yes, yep. That's exactly how it works.
Half of the baby passed through my body.
I was going to say you looked
and joined
thinner.
Up with the other half in Diana, where it then got bigger, like a cancer.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have skipped that damn health class when we talk about how that happens. It's weird.
He's amazing and awesome,
rad.
And he's soft, and he smells all like a little baby. And it's really like I'm all, you know, I'm in love all over again.
That's awesome.
I've got my little boy. He is all one piece. He is not mutilated. And
why would he be mutilated?
Because they circumcise babies in hospitals.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was not picking up.
Oh, you let him keep all of his dick skin.
And genital mutilation in the Western world now. Yes. Don't circumcise your boys. Yes.
How much longer do they got to be in the shower than normal people, though?
Oh my god, not longer.
I mean,
oh my
like
god,
abnormal.
So you have to wash yourself? Like, oh my god, how hard is that?
Chewy, have you ever had another man's uncut in your mouth?
In my possession,
in your hand, or in your hand, or anywhere?
No, I've seen them on
it's
on
pretty
TV,
great.
Though.
It's pretty great.
Right on.
I wish that mine looked like that, too.
Yeah, me too, actually.
So it would be worth the extra work, I think, to a dick that God made.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think up reasons why.
I mean, if he would like to do that later on in life, he's more than happy to. But
I don't think
he's going to choose
and
that.
And if people
choose
that? Later on in life. Some people do. If they do it later on in life, like you get like anesthesia. Like they don't anesthetize babies like when they're doing it.
3 days later, it still hurts like a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
So, like,
after it happened to my nephew, I saw it the next day. It looked like it came out of a pencil sharpener.
Oh, good
it
Lord.
Was so horrific. I just thought, why did we do that? Why did you do that? Gina's like,
poor
I don't know.
Kid.
Yeah, okay. No, I proudly said no to that shit.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Did you feel pressure?
No, they just...
Was there some sicko doctor like, oh, we want to cut it, let us cut it?
No, there was actually no judgment. They just, everybody, every time, the first time they would encounter the baby, it's like, oh, is he circumcised? No. Is he going to be? No. Okay.
Then they know how to, like, but properly care for him.
Yeah, they
stuff,
but they all just checked. It was very perfunctory, no judgment, you know, so, like, that's
Dink.
Cool.
Cool.
The staff at St. Mary's was fucking fantastic.
Catholic Hospital.
Kids born at St. Mary's are 10.
Were your parents
IQ plus
high. Diana's parents were here.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Chewy. What were you saying about IQ?
Kids born at St. Mary's have been proven to be 10 IQ points higher than kids born at Washoe Med or
Renown. Yeah, have you seen
so
the kids
were
coming
you,
out of Washoe
you were
Med?
A Washoe baby?
Huh. No, I was born at St. Mary's. Nope.
Oh, man.
My mom was, and she made some poor life decisions. Not like me. I've been pretty much on top of
on the ball.
Yep.
No, my in-laws did come in town a few days early, and they did stay for a few days after. That was a wonderful bonding experience.
It confused me because Riku said Grandpa Mike was here, and I thought she meant Grandpa Mike, but it's a different Grandpa Mike.
Yes, she has two Grandpa Mikes now.
And then I was like, you have to make, you can't just say Grandpa Mike. I don't, that doesn't.
Yeah.
Is easily confused, Riku.
Just like she can't just say mom without qualifying that either.
I don't know. I don't get that.
But she's excited to be a big sister. You know, it's been a whirlwind of a couple of weeks here. Yeah,
she said she's
not
in trouble.
I'm working nights at the bar, and I have an infant fucking baby. I don't get any more than
like
3 hours of sleep in a row.
That's like a Reno fairy tale.
Four or five times.
Yeah.
What's
thank
a Reno
you.
Fairy tale?
Oh. Working at
Rory's Life.
Yeah. I got a little house near the Costco, and I fucking
I just right. up the sarcasm I got, there.
I live walking distance from the Costco, and I got me a job working at the bar late at night.
Yeah.
I get tipped in marijuana.
I really? Got video game tattoos.
Yeah. People totally tip you in weed. The money is so much like
Jesus. Some people have.
It's traditional.
People tip me in weed, and I don't even smoke it.
Weed's so expensive. When
I was at the Zephyr, they tipped
Seems
me
like
once
an
in a while
for
in
beer.
LSD.
Yeah.
Not that I took it, but they did. Some of the bands.
You would never.
If anyone ever tips
with
you
that
LSD
whole
again,
newborn
please give
thing,
it to me.
I'm
no problem. It might still be in my might be in my freezer from five apartments ago still. I don't know.
Oh my god. Well, so that's we've caught up. We've got baby, a new job. Yes.
That's
oh,
great.
And I just wanted to
congratulations.
Ask. Riku said that she's not in hasn't been in trouble much since the baby came. Oh. And yes. I wondered, is that because she's being better or is it because Diana is feeling better that she doesn't have a baby inside of her or is it because everybody's so focused on the baby they don't notice Riku's being terrible?
No, Diana is still riding Riku like the mom should. She's still like corrects her all the time. Riku is legitimately acting better. She's like, fuck.
Good.
Mostly listening to us.
Who thought that the baby might fix Riku?
Well, that's a big
And she's been being really like going out of her way to be helpful and do extra chores and do stuff with the baby.
All the hard work pays off, yeah. Really.
I'm down to just a pack a day.
Good for you, Riku.
Good, Riku.
Pack a Red Bull.
Those cigarettes will kill you.
Damn. In your pants.
Hey.
So,
should we introduce our bands?
And then we're just like not even talking to them. It's so terrible.
We had to catch up with the leader here.
A lot's happened.
Our fearless leader.
And Nick closed the show and all
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. The Rocky.
We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, Hedwig
you
closed.
Did? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't listen to this.
And Mikey's birthday. Happy birthday, Mikey.
Yeah, that was fun.
4 day of the big 4-0.
That was a good surprise birthday party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was stoked.
All right, but at any rate, at long last, booked and rebooked. And conversated about getting this show to happen for a long time here. Natalie and Jesse, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen,
you.
Slutsville.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you guys for having us.
At the same time. It's weird not being, like, I can't see her talking, so I'm just like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, the drummer always gets shafted on the show, man. We're sorry.
That's really
should have, like, a monitor
like
in here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
So
a
sweet.
Monitor would be cool.
Hey, can somebody look into, like, how much it would cost to get closed circuit bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we could, like, web ucast it.
Yeah. Then we could see what Rick's doing in there, too.
No, nobody should look at me.
No. Don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Oh. We'll have just, no we mind. Could just we could have a Brandon cam.
Brandon
just, they just stares at the intern. And you guys can see how quickly he's reacting to when you want beer.
Brandon,
so what you're saying
I need
you
to jump up. Hey, no, we're supposed to be talking to Slutsville.
Yes,
not making
Slutsville.
But I'm going to ask Brandon for a beer. So,
like right now?
Yeah, well, bring
soon.
A couple in.
Oh,
here.
Not yet.
Bring some beers. Yeah.
So, yeah, now?
Yeah, now.
Okay.
Can.
Oh, how
I want
many?
I want the fancy beer.
Fancy beer. Just so one fancy beer and what else?
I would like a can of Miller Lite, please.
Me too.
So ladies, how much?
Holy shit!
How much of a punk rock scene is there in the Grass Valley?
Oh god, there's like two bands, maybe.
I was say there's like the two of you,
and I know both of them. Apparently.
Yeah.
Like,
so far, you guys.
I remember I knew a band called The Force from there.
Oh back yeah, they
in
were
the
really
90s.
Good.
Grass.
Yeah. You, okay, I love those cats. I met
still.
Them up here a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, they're really fucking good.
But so yeah, so it was like you guys, them way back then, and then some other dudes who play washboard or something.
Probably. I don't know. There's a lot of hippies and weirdos up there. So
a lot of washboard bands.
You guys are the only people I've ever met from Grass Valley, so I just think everybody there looks like you.
No.
Oh, no way.
Not at all. We're the
definitely not.
That's really disappointing.
Yeah.
I actually really like Grass Valley. I think Grass Valley is a neat little town. It's beautiful. I love the music venues down there. I mean, it's... They're not like music
they had some better ones
here, but they're like I've seen some really cool shows down there. My friend Hannah runs the Center for the Arts,
yeah,
and so like I saw Thurston Moore and Parquet Courts down there recently. I've seen Connor
That's
Oberst
cool.
down there at the
yeah.
other one in Nevada City.
Connor Oberst
right
makes me cry so hard.
God, it was
me
so
too.
Good. But yeah, no, I go down there and I'm like, why is this like really cool thing in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it's
this
great.
Is rad. So, yeah.
Isn't there some music festival happening there soon?
Yes, the
World Fest.
World Fest, yes. That's also Hannah's.
Is it like hella gay or is it rad?
Gay as in homosexual?
Right.
No.
I would
no.
say probably not.
At all. Not at all.
Gay as in kind of lame?
No, it's actually really cool. Like,
it is?
Rick, we don't say that anymore.
Well, I do.
It's a world...
Rick's an old gay man.
I don't know if you're
Rick's an old gay man from a different time. It was a different age. He's just set in his ways like that.
Jesse just likes fucking with people.
When I heard what it was... My Hannah was like, it's a world music festival. And immediately I was like, lame. But then she told me like the bands and stuff that come through. And like she's just trying to kind of expand like the definition of world music.
Hannah's definitely
her?
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. She's our friend. She's our homie.
A tiny town. Of course they know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. It would be odd if we didn't, I think.
Now she
sent me a link or whatever. And I was looking at the bands. I was like, I would totally fucking go to this.
Yeah,
I would totally go.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I can't this year, but I would.
Next year. Yeah. There's always the next year.
Yes. But, yeah, no. So.
Grass Valley.
Well, check out the website and the Chamber of Commerce Tourism Agency.
It's close to Reno, but you're also very close to the Bay Area and Sacramento. Yeah, it's a good jumping off
spot. And you come up here a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. When is your next show here?
The July 31st.
Yeah.
With Naked Aggression.
Yeah. I am so excited for that
show. Probably make it to that one. Yeah. Who are you playing with?
Naked Aggression.
Okay.
A legendary punk band from the Northwest. I saw them here in like 98.
Here in this room.
97. Okay. Outside of Java Jungle, it was just a grass lawn with a picnic bench and a rain covering.
Wait,
that sounds like this room would be better.
That was in like 97, 98.
But where? Like, where would they even put that?
It was right next to the door where the patio is now.
Oh,
none of that was there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That whole big pit, all that concrete. It was just a grass field that went all the way down to the river.
Old man Dowd.
And there was
just gave us our Reno history lesson.
And that was the last time I saw Naked Aggression in Reno.
I remember when the arch was different.
So you're playing a chaise.
Yes.
A chaise?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Who else is on that bill? Do you guys know? Dissidents.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
My, I get like stuck on that.
I'm looking
forward
to that.
I have the flyer on my phone. I can just look at that really quick.
I'm so bad at remembering everything.
No, you're right.
You're
that's
good.
She's the one that knows all
the important thing is that you're playing.
The flyer is a picture of Momo chugging a beer. So
that's about right.
That's the important thing, too.
I love that. That is rad. I just know that. Opposition Rising, too.
Okay, oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Sweet. Awesome.
I'm very much looking forward to that show.
Me, too. It's going to be one for the calendars, for sure. Everyone should mark. Everyone that's listening to it, mark your calendars, because honestly,
I might even remember it.
Yeah, Jesse might even remember it.
You're going to sleep through it.
No, I'll be there for sure.
I'll just text you.
You better be there. I'm just the only one drumming.
I have a history of like accidentally reminding artists that they have a show.
That's nice. Good.
Because like I'll text them. I'll be like, hey, Johnny, do you have... Like, I never do this, but it's like, hey, do you have a guest list spot?
Oh,
right. He was like, I'm
playing.
For what? I was like, well, you have a show at 7 o'clock. This is like at 5 p.m.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Oh, fuck.
Better get packed up.
So how long have you two been playing together?
It's been like 7 years.
Yeah.
Seven.
And then she started the band in 2003.
Yeah. Wait, how did she start the band without you in 2003?
She was not in high school. What are you, like 25?
She's 31, and I'm 36.
31.
You're
it's all
that
clean living.
You're getting there.
Yeah, sure.
So were you a solo?
Oh, no. I, like, had a bassist and
another guitarist.
And then there was another guitarist. And then I played the drums for a little bit because, like, nobody would step up. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was pretty messy for
I'm guessing
a really
you're not a drummer.
Time.
No. No, really. I mean, I can keep a beat.
You can
if
do
I, like,
a beat.
A bit, but
and
no,
it's punk rock, so
it's hard to do when you're playing a guitar at the same time.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, no. I taught someone how to play the guitar so they could take my spot. Because I could kind of play the drums.
You figure out the stick with strings, and let's do this.
It's easier than teaching them to play the drums.
What's that?
It was easier to teach them to play guitar than drums?
Yeah. Well, because I don't know how to play the drums, really.
So you just figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. How long have you been a musician? So you started a band in 2003. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing the guitar for a really long time, but Probably like a couple years.
Just a couple years.
Just like, yeah, no, I mean, I honestly lie.
Like I had a band.
Actually,
her
tattoos
like...
started playing the guitar before she could actually do it, and she's
she does
up
have
finally.
Some pretty glorious tattoos. I will. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I played the guitar pretty poorly for a really long time. Prior to starting the band, and then I played the guitar really
like
poorly
me
in the
too.
Band.
So, yeah, no,
Mediocre
I'm a really
guitar
long time.
Players unite.
And now that Nat's playing, it's a lot cleaner, a lot tighter.
Now you can focus on guitar, and you got a solid person playing the drums. Yeah,
it's really
that's great.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys are doing a good job. The music sounds awesome.
I want to
hear more of that.
Yeah,
I think we should hear some
Fuck
more.
Fuck yeah! And your songs are fucking short. You want to do two?
Surely.
At least.
How many songs do you have? Like dozens?
Dozens? No.
I think
surprisingly,
we
don't have as many songs as we should.
Overall, I think we have like 20 songs.
Okay.
Because we just added. I just remember
that's
we just wrote
three about
new
dozens.
Songs.
That's almost
next time
dozens.
Just say yeah.
Just round up.
Yeah. Round up
like
and say yeah.
85
it
songs.
We have like 100.
That's fine.
85.
We'll never make you prove it.
85.
That's the number I'm going to stick to.
100.
85.
1,000.
All right. So
I'll take this one away.
Yeah.
Hey man, can't you just stop being a fucking douchebag? You're a complete displacer, dick. Girls will dress as me, be sick. With tattoos of nautical stars, your ignorance will get you far. Ruin your life, it's too late. Fuck your bombs, this is bro hate. Bro hate, bro hate, bro hate. Bro hate, bro hate, bro hate, bro hate.
Uplifting.
Jesus, dude. If you did a fucking an hour straight set with no breaks in the middle, that
would
kill both of you. There's not enough air in this world.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking, man, this makes you want to get out there and dance, but I'd throw out my back.
God, it makes me feel like I've wasted my life.
You've wasted your life recording.
Well, I should be doing more than,
Well, you're recording Slutsville right now. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you've recorded 300 episodes of a podcast and built a recording studio over the past 10
recording
years.
How empire.
Many bands do you think you've recorded, Rick?
Oh, my God.
Okay. At least 300.
At least 300.
Yeah.
Well, some of these are duplicates.
Well, yeah,
some
true,
of these
true.
Bands
couple,
on
true.
Twice. Well, I don't know.
And just like, and bands in general. I know I've done over 300 projects in the last 8 to 10 years.
Nice.
So, which is
and
a
this
lot.
Weekly EP you produce here at the podcast.
Yeah.
And really, a weekly EP. That's literally.
If you add that into it, I bet
that's a lot of work, right?
I bet I've recorded, mixed, and mastered like like 4,000 or 5,000 songs.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, wow.
That's impressive.
I mean, it's ridiculous. This is why I have no life at all. I just sit behind this computer and fucking hang out
at
with
at least you're productive.
My life is so amazing.
That's a good life.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, Rick.
Which reminds me, okay, that means I was just thinking, God, Rick needs to get laid.
It's so true.
But you know what's been, you know what's coming soon? Splash or Splashes, whatever it is, the renamed remodeled. It used
like
to be
visions?
The Vision.
The one
old
off
Visions.
Visions.
Was it Neutron or Tronix?
Both.
Yeah.
It was both.
Wait,
of the,
but
that place is terrible.
Where is it opening?
On Kitsky, in the same place.
Oh, the same building that used to be Visions or Tronix.
The old Visions building.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is reopening.
What has that
Splash.
Been? What has that been lately?
Nothing.
It's nothing. It's been empty since Neutron or
It was
Tronix
Neutron
closed.
For a while.
So it's never not been gay.
No, wait.
It's either been gay or closed.
Tronix moved across the street and Neutron, like, blah,
gay
blah,
or
blah.
Closed.
What?
It's not really good. That album.
So it's off the floor.
But, Rick, I went.
Wasn't it Daughter Judy's? Or is that different?
Once it opens, we all have to go together.
Daughter Judy's had that cool floor.
All right, I'll go.
No
with
way
you.
That was the place. It was okay. Next to that.
Even though I don't really support that, but that's fine. I'll go with you.
Rick, we have
so I would love
Rick,
to
Rick, we have to go revisit our old haunt.
Yeah, cuz I haven't cuz we've actually been there when it was a fucking open gay bar.
So long ago.
I used to go there when I was a wee tiny little gay person.
Fuck, dude. That's
well, see, in
a wee baby gay.
In Reno, that's how underage
it was
kids
when it,
drank,
yeah,
gay
no,
or straight.
It was
for
it was
like decades.
Because it was the 18 and up. It was an 18 and up club or whatever.
No, kids would, like 16 year olds would hop the fence.
Well, I mean, like when I was starting to go there, when it was like Neutron Tronix or whatever, like it was an 18
right.
and up type club. It was really
strange. No, for years
it was
a 21 and up club that kids snuck in over the back fence and got drugs and alcohol. Yeah.
Well, now it's going to be like a music video club. There's like one in Sacramento. I think it's owned by the same people that own the one in Sacramento.
Well, the Faces downtown recently had their year anniversary.
Uh-huh. Have you been?
No, I have a friend that went though, and he said that it was all straight like sorority kids.
I have
he said,
been,
like, why is
yikes.
There all these fucking straight sorority kids at the gay club?
Tourism.
You know, don't
they're
be
not,
judgmental.
They're not friendly to they're not friendly to women. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. They're not. They kind of suck.
The club itself?
Yeah,
the
bartenders. Like, you go in there, like, Elise and I will go in there and try to get a drink or whatever, and we will stand at the bar for an hour and watch dudes get, like,
that's fucked up.
Served. And so we were
fuck
just like, fuck
so
this.
So it's gay dudes serving gay dudes.
I do not like our
there's
gay
another,
spaces
night,
in Reno. I don't like them. Like, Five is okay. Five is still cool. I know everybody at Five, but, like...
Which is also overrun by heterosexuals.
Like, it totally is.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm comfortable hanging
remember
out there.
When the Five
fine,
Star was creepy and seedy, and it was predatory
oh,
old
dude.
Men and river kids?
And you could get meth anywhere.
It's a fun
and,
time.
Like, dudes just suck each other's dicks right at the bar.
What?
And,
those were the fucking
those were the days.
Oh, yeah, no, that
those were the days.
Like, you might get roofied every other time you go in there.
I was there for that one.
And if you just want to get high and don't mind some dude groping you, then you're fucking in. Like,
that's the place.
Right.
Yeah, no, now they have like lights where you can see people.
And they won't let you go. Like, if you're in the bathroom, okay, so I was in the bathroom once for like 3 minutes.
A lesbian starts
to
beating
pee,
on the door.
And I was like fixing my makeup or whatever because it was like a long night. And all of a sudden I hear a pounding and I was like, okay, some bitch is like, you know, impatient to pee, whatever. And I was like, hold on. And I come out.
Paid
and
employee.
Like, it's the goddamn security guard. Yes. I'm like, what do you think I'm doing in here?
What everybody
I'm
used
by
to do.
Myself,
you're
but I'm
not
by
to
myself. I'm not with like
exactly.
a group of five people.
No, dude,
I'm not having sex
to,
in here.
It
what
used to
the
be a
fuck
place,
do you think I'm doing?
We had straight friends that would go there to do drugs because it was a totally safe place to go do drugs.
And or it was a great place to go have anonymous gay sex in a bathroom and no and like
yeah.
you could
well,
and then
true,
go back to your regular straight.
They're one stalls. Like they're single use.
Oh, I've been,
so they
I've
won't
been
let,
in there for
they,
years.
And the security guard like is like camped out in the bathroom line, so they won't let two people in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Like even if you're just whatever, they won't let two people in a bathroom.
That's not cool, because every other bar in town, you can go as many people as you want in a bathroom.
I don't know. I feel like the Five is like, it's still cool, but it's super
man,
like
if you go to Carl's on the right
and...
night, they'll lock the front door and the whole bar becomes a bathroom.
But,
whoa.
But the Five's overregulation was in response to what they used to be.
But now, I know, I went there when it was a shithole, but now it's like not fun anymore.
Right. Well,
now
what
it's
bugs
like,
me is I would like to spend time with gay people, and there's no fucking gay people.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just all straight people.
There's plenty of gay people.
The gay bar scene in Reno is a very active exercise in queer tourism.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally is. You know, and I've had a lot of conversations with bar owners and like club promoters and stuff in the city, specifically like gay club promoters. Mm-hmm. They're like, and a lot of us kind of feel like there's not a need in Reno for those spaces, like, because we don't have those spaces. They're not our spaces anymore. And like, we can just go to any bar. And, like,
you want to exclude straight people entirely from
everything. Well, no, we don't want to exclude them. We're just like, you can come, but we don't feel the, like, I personally and a bunch of my friends don't feel the need to go to gay bars. Like, there's no reason. Like, we just go to, like, Shays, or we go to wherever there's music, or we go to, because, like, none of us are ever, like, unsafe or unwelcome at any bar. We're not there to, like, pick up people. So it's like gay bars back in the day were like a place where you could go and like safely meet other people, right?
Right.
We've got the internet and like.
And if you were yeah, like, no,
like nobody goes to bars to pick people up.
The whole dynamic.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
and if you were in the closet and somebody saw you at the gay bar, they knew that meant you were gay.
Yeah.
So it was like, it wasn't like, so people didn't go there like just to hang out because you're cool with gay people.
Yeah, totally.
Someone might think
you're
gay.
Well, it was like when you and me.
Nobody cares anymore.
You and me would go and wingman for each other. And sometimes we'd go to the straight bars and he'd be my wingman. And then we'd go to the gay bars and I'd be his wingman.
Yeah.
You know?
And I loved that moment of like, oh, like we'd meet a bunch of guys and be all, which one of us is gay? And they always pick Rory.
I wonder why.
No, I'm here to take home your fruit flies and your fag hags.
But is there anything like that in Grass Valley?
Gay bar?
No.
No.
No. No.
Not
at all.
You get harassed. You know,
really?
Like,
you just
don't
like
that.
Man.
You just like every
walk
every
down
bar.
The street.
Now, do you get called faggot just because you're punk rock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably, that too.
Yeah.
Just like it's every bar, pretty much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's mostly. Yeah. I mean, there's like one that's like okay,
Cooper's.
That's like the music bar.
Yeah,
and they're
Cooper's
cool there.
Is cool.
Like everyone who works there is really cool.
Every other bar, people are just dicks.
I've found that too. Yeah. Like the music bars, they don't like. They just see a vast variety of people coming in and out.
Yeah.
Like nobody gives a shit. Yeah,
yeah.
Music industry. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
like,
take people of all
like,
colors and dope.
Very straight bars.
Yeah,
in Grass Valley for sure.
Some redneck type bars.
Yeah, I mean, like on my 21st birthday, I got gay bashed.
That's
why
Like, when you say gay bash, do you mean like?
Well, I mean, I wasn't physically
like
bashed,
but
like
some
I was verbally bashed.
Yeah,
harassed
on my birthday.
Out.
You know,
yeah,
like,
you want to go out and celebrate your 21 and be yourself and hang out, but you get treated like that. Slam.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen often in Reno, but it does happen.
That's good.
Elise got kicked out of a Denny's once.
Well, I heard there was some shit that went down.
Because she was
at
mean for being too gay.
5-star this week.
You know, in the Denny's defense, she is really gay.
She's too gay to what is the line from Mean Girls?
Oh, too gay to function.
Too gay to function, yes.
We ain't got no moons over my hammy for you. Okay.
You cannot sit at our table.
Yeah, I did totally hear about that incident at the 5-star, actually, because we were on our way to the 5. We were at Public House for a friend's, like, she was out of town visiting, and they were going to go meet some friends at the 5-star for a birthday party. We never made it down there, but not because of this. But, so there was a drag show that night, and some of the performers were out front.
Oh, no.
And a guy pulls up in a truck, and he was like, hey, what kind of bar is this? And obviously, he's like, hey, it's a gay bar, you know? So all of them were like, this is a gay bar. Like, come on in, whatever.
Yes, queen.
And then he was like, cool, I've been looking for a bunch of fags to shoot up.
Oh, my God.
And then he drove off, and... Security like brought everybody in the bar and like locked it down, and they called the cops, and the cops found the guy, but I don't know what happened after that.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, that's lame.
Reno almost became another headline. Shit.
Yeah.
It was just a threat.
Allegedly.
It was just a dickhead, I'm sure.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly.
But, you know,
like,
I mean, that kind of threat, it could,
the
wrong side of the beer could flip that like a coin, you know.
Definitely.
It's happened before. It could happen again.
Wait, don't ever fuck with drag queens. They will kill you.
They will stab your eye out with their goddamn high heel shoe.
Shit, it's always the biggest boys who dress up like girls.
Drag queens fight? Yeah, dude. I dated a dude who's like fucking 6'5" and muscular as shit.
I remember
and
that.
And he's the one that won, and having that big old...
Gorgeous.
Big woman sitting on my lap. I was like, holy shit, you're amazing. That was the hottest dude I have ever had sex with. yeah, totally saw him in a dress. Yeah.
Hey, that's a pretty good revelation for our 300th episode. Play on, Rick. I did not know that. But.
He didn't do it all the time, but he did, but once in a while. And yep. I got to enjoy that just once.
That's cool. Well, that's in the old cool. Spank Bank now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You mean you're talking about yours? Like,
not mine, like, no. Taking,
been like taking a hot guy home and peeling his dress off and having a ride with him.
That's yeah. sweet.
Smacking aww. Your face with his hand.
Right.
Circumcised or not, Rick?
Oh, unfortunately circumcised. That's terrible. Yeah, I've only been lucky enough to have uncircumcised when I dated someone who was born in another land.
Oh, yes.
All the American guys were there. Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Fuck. All right.
Well, shit, you guys.
More Slutsville.
Yeah, I think
more
we need
more Slutsville.
This song is actually kind of about how it's like living in the country.
Nice. So,
the country song.
The country song.
Oh, jeez.
Feel like what it's like to grow up in the country now.
Having been punk rock in a small Missouri town, I feel that. That one hits home.
Same.
Do we get a twofer?
Yeah.
Hey,
sure.
You guys, me and Rory had the pleasure of playing with you at the Davidsons.
Yeah.
And you played this one song about work.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up.
Oh, rad.
Yes.
All right.
Harless?
Yep. Watching you play that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out of breath.
You guys have like tune in between every song. You would just like lose
no,
all
even.
Your breath and fuck. Dude, and I love like I hate when a drummer comes in and is like, oh, by the way, the drummer sings, and then like the drummer sings like really softly while they're playing drums. Like, no you way. You guys don't got that fucking problem at all.
No, she matches
Holy
perfect.
Shit.
Yep. You guys play hard.
Yeah, no, you guys were great, yeah. Despite the upstairs downstairs.
Yeah, this is very different.
Trippy, yeah. Do you have any visual cues in your set? You
usually.
Know?
That's usually, yeah. All we do is look at each other.
Like, whip the rug out from underneath.
Are
them
you in love with each other?
100%.
That's hot.
You guys got to do it telepathically then.
Yeah. I've been sending her love.
I have lots of
she's
questions
right, she's
for
right
these
directly
guys.
Below you.
Yeah.
Let's play a round of the quiz.
Yeah.
A short round where we each ask one question, one big question, and a rapid fire, and we'll let Brandon play this week too.
Okay,
because it's a 300th episode.
Before we do the quiz, I do want to ask something real quick, because you both have a lot of glorious, big, and obvious tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are either one of you a tattoo artist?
I am.
Okay. I was like, who's industry here?
All right,
yeah.
All right.
All right, no, cool work. I like a lot of the stuff.
Thank you, so you work down there in Grass Valley?
I used to. I don't work at a shop because, work right now. But
yeah,
neither do
there's
I. There's not any good shops that aren't already full of
gotcha.
Good artists.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Plastic
yeah.
is
yeah.
great.
I feel
you. All the bad shops, I could get a job at.
We kind of
but
have
it's
a lot
like,
of...
Do you really want to work somewhere?
Can I be attached
you know?
To that?
Yeah. I have friends with the same issue here. Like, we have a lot of tattoo shops mm-hmm. here and a lot of really good ones. And it's like... Everybody comes here to do tattoos, but it's like there's so many tattoo artists.
Yeah,
saturation.
So many.
You can only get so many
saturated.
Clients.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
There's only so many body parts in the city to be.
Yeah, and it's like an industry where you really have to sell yourself, and I'm super fucking.
There's a lot
shy,
of competition.
So
yeah.
I'm just like, if you want to get tattooed by me, like that's cool. If not, then whatever.
You can tattoo me right now.
Yeah, me
too. I don't have my stuff. But yeah.
Next time you come to town, bring your stuff. You can tattoo all of us just like podcast.
Yeah, we'll do it live on the air.
Oh, that would be
from the recent past.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be wild.
You could hear
it in the background.
We're getting the trailer hook. The trailer's like pumping.
There you go.
I'm gonna get that as a tattoo.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I'm gonna
our worst little podcast logo.
I'm gonna get a Hedwig one on my wrist.
Shit! I still need to get a Chugan tattoo.
A what? What is that?
A Chugan? That was from Tooth of Crime.
Yeah.
Oh.
I missed out on the group.
Big
get a tattoo.
Big regret of mine is missing that show. I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard, rest
his soul. I really
wanted
to go.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Anyway,
I was happy. It was so much fun to be part
It was kind of like we had the same amount of stage time.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool
that
to
we
be
were,
in a play
like,
together.
We were kind of foil characters, so a little bit opposite.
From the podcast.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Worst Little Podcast got to guest star.
All right. Meister Spagnola,
play.
My music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite segment of the show, the Worst Little Quiz. It's gone through a lot of changes and development over the year, the many years, and we're now in a truncated, shortened, brief form of the quiz, but we are going to get going, and we're going to start this roller coaster off with Nick.
All right, my first question, what is the age, circumstance, and location of the loss of your virginity?
Me?
Yeah, start up here.
Yeah.
We'll start up.
I don't know who you're talking to. Age, location, and what?
Age and circumstances of the first time you made love.
Oh, God. Jesus
Nick going straight
Christ.
For the hard question.
Age,
yeah.
I don't know. It was like 15 or 16.
Okay.
It must not have been very good if you don't remember how old you are.
I don't remember either. I mean, yeah. It was in a tent, I'm pretty sure. In the front yard of my house, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The tent location
solid answer.
Makes it all better. Yeah.
Solid answer. Downstairs.
You know, honestly, I try to block that out, but I was like 16 or 17, and it was in a house in Auburn. And it wasn't great at all. It was like 2 seconds, and it was the worst. So
fraught with guilt and towels.
Oh, I went to church after.
Yeah.
Whoa,
God!
Nat for the win.
Yeah.
She won that question.
You kind of win that round.
See, in all of history, if you could start a fight with one person, who would it be?
Good lord.
Real people.
Yeah. Fist fight.
Beat real the shit people? Out of them.
Not I argument. Mean,
not actual. Fictional characters.
I think I know. Is Jesus a fictional character? Yeah.
We
were debatable.
Depends on
you
your
can
belief
pick
structure.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can pick Jesus.
We're working
I'm
with their
say, arguably real.
Yeah.
I'm going to say either Jesus or Hitler.
Okay. Right. Okay. Both popular answers. Yeah. Popular
one of them
choices.
Might not hit you back.
Yeah. I mean...
Probably both of them.
Frankly, it might be Hitler.
Nat?
Honestly, there's this chick who I don't like.
Go
at
on.
All. And I would fight her. I think about it all the time, actually. I'm like, if I see you at a show, you're going down.
She fuck
tried,
that girl.
She tried stealing my lady, and
oh.
I'm like,
oh.
All right, well, I'm going to say that the drummer again wins that question, because I'm a fan of Jesus, and,
and
Hitler's kind of cliche.
Yeah. Wow.
But that was
wow.
A, still a right, good answer, right. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Whose turn is it?
No, yours.
Yours.
Okay, which village person would you be?
Oh, good one.
Oh, good lord. Village person. Please don't say the Indian. Why? Because he's wearing like chaps or something?
Nope.
No,
I want to. I
want to be the Indian. Yeah, but I definitely don't want to be the cop.
Right.
What else is there?
Construction worker.
I say the
cowboy.
Construction worker. Yeah, you can definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm the Indian because I.
Okay.
Indian in the construction worker.
Sitting in a.
Nice.
Sitting in a.
Who won that one, Kim?
Valeria.
Indian.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
sorry.
Sorry, babe. She had more knowledge about it.
Damn, she's sweeping it. She's sweeping it.
Rick?
My ass.
Which member of the cast of MASH do you most identify with?
Oh, my God.
Not a choose.
What? Up to.
Wow, God. I would say that I don't know their
the
names.
The doctor?
But my dad used to watch that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I don't know their names either.
Yeah, sure
Alan Alda is the only person I know,
isn't
and I don't
lady?
Know his like character.
Yeah,
Hotlips.
Hotlips. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
There's the Radar guy with, and Klinger and
new rule, Rick.
Hawkeye.
We can't ask that question of anybody who's like under the age of 45.
Yeah, Rick.
Okay, what's up? Okay, which
like,
member?
How about the cast of
which
Seinfeld?
Member of the which member of the, the Breakfast Club do you most
I
identify
hate it
with?
Too.
Oh, the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Obviously the rebel, right?
Johnny
which
Bender.
One's the rebel,
either that
right?
Or like the nerd, the
yeah.
Loser guy.
Yeah.
Brian.
Anthony Michael
Fuck
Hall.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
I'm
or the
Brian.
Weirdo. The girl
dude,
that's like
I would
sugar
totally
on
be
a
Ali Sheedy.
Weird
I would totally
sandwich.
Be Ali Sheedy.
Oh, Ali Sheedy, yeah.
Yeah,
she
yeah
was
that's
the best.
True.
Her.
That is me.
I'd want to date Ali Sheedy
with the dandruff.
Not
yeah,
when she
gross.
Cleaned up. When they cleaned her up, I was all, why did you do
what
that?
Happened?
She was so much better before.
She was still hot.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, your question, Brandon.
Oh, is he on the air? Does he have a microphone?
Yeah,
he's going to be.
I forgot to ask him who he was going to fight.
Who was the? What was the first big concert that you ever saw?
Saw?
Oh, good one, Brandon. Yeah,
Blink like, 182.
Oh.
Nice.
And Green Day.
That's
awesome.
Least
wow, that's
favorite.
Big. It's
that's
huge.
Awesome. Yeah. I think I saw, it was Gwen Stefani with my sister.
Nice.
Because, you know, like, I was solo? Really young.
Excellent answers.
Yeah, it was. I was too young when they were, like, No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, my parents were, like, very, like, uneasy about me going
wait,
to shows.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. Like, I was, like, really into No Doubt. But when Gwen Stefani came out and she was, like, doing her own thing, I was, like, old enough to go to, like, a
right,
concert.
Right.
And so I saw her and it was just, like, I don't know. I love all of them, like. I could go on, but I was like, just, it's just like, yeah, it's my favorite band.
And then me, Jesse, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Ooh, oh, God. Well, if Natalie wasn't dead, I would say I would haunt her.
Okay.
Oh.
Fair.
Is that sweet or disturbing?
I don't know.
A little
I
bit
think
of both.
It's a little
yeah.
Both.
I think
yeah.
It's a little bit of both.
And Natalie, same question to you, my dear. Upon your demise, where is your shade haunting?
I feel like I'm like an asshole, so I would haunt the person I hated the most.
Like that.
And I would be like,
chick so
gonna that
fight.
Girl
yeah.
You're going to fight?
The girl I'm going to fight.
One of you is drawn by love, and one of you is drawn by hate.
Yeah, it's like the yin and yang.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Jesse's really scared of ghosts.
Oh,
so.
Good point.
So, like, I don't want to
yeah,
scare
but it,
her.
Yeah, but it could be
night.
Like a ghost situation where I'm like, oh, I know that this is my wife.
Have you ever
I'm
seen
not
a ghost?
Freaked out. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be freaked out if I saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
depends on the ghost. If the ghost was just like a poor bastard sitting at the bar, I guess.
Right, you wouldn't even know.
Like, is it like a Beetlejuice ghost? Is it like Gina Davis? Or is it like...
Or is it a ghost who's mean and wants, wants just like you to wreck your car?
I do have one other quick question I would like to ask both of them.
Well, we're doing a rapid fire after this.
Yes.
But Rory is the leader, so go ahead.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for driving, Nick. I'll take the wheel again.
We've been driving for weeks, Rory.
I know. what is the most unusual place you have made whoopee?
Oh, my God.
Okay, mind you, the stakes are high on this
one. Most unusual.
You have
And it is a very subjective question there.
Well, and with them, the answer could be the same.
It probably is.
It's probably going to be the same.
I'm just trying to think of like the most unusual
place. That's kind of why I asked.
This is a tough one.
And team, get your rapid fire question.
I already know. Dude, I don't even know. Can I just say it?
Yeah, let's start. Yeah. Downstairs.
Okay, Nevada City, out in the open, on top of a car.
Fuck yeah.
During daylight?
Was it raining?
No.
It was so romantic.
Right. It was just like, everyone was out drinking, everyone was drunk, so it was just like, whatever.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
That's unusual.
We actually have kept count of everywhere we have...
That's holy good. Shit. Good for you.
Just because it's like we try to like have fun with it. You know, you gotta keep it.
So you
spicy.
Do like public exhibitionism kind of thing going on.
I mean,
there?
I don't know.
When we were drunk,
we were way more loosey goosey. But now we're like, let's just go home.
Yeah, let's just go
with the bed, and the blankets,
with
the bathroom,
then we just go to sleep.
Then we just go to sleep. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, dating's fun. Hooking up with, shacking up with somebody takes all the magic out of it.
What about that?
No,
you just get old and like
you're tired. You just
want to
sleep in a fucking bed. Yeah,
like, priorities change. You know,
yeah, I don't want
to
get like
just fall
sand
asleep
in my,
afterwards.
Like, yeah, I don't want to go in the woods and like get sand in my and like have bug bites and like if you're like on the ground.
You wouldn't understand.
I don't know. We had this conversation on the episode where Liam was on, and you guys were like. Shaming me for not wanting to have sex in the woods, and I was like, "That's fucking gross." Yeah, I'm gonna get a sunburn.
It was like pine needles.
It's gonna be mosquitoes. It's, gonna be dirt.
It's better than on the beach.
You're probably not gonna get a sunburn. And
I just
want to
be comfortable. Everywhere. I'm much better when I'm comfortable. I'm just saying.
That's where I lost mine on the beach, but it was also wintertime. There was snow.
And good lord,
Tahoe.
Tahoe Beach.
Weird. That's so crazy.
Discussed on a previous episode,
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, rapid fire questions. We'll start with Nick.
Clash or Ramones?
Fuck, that's a hard one.
I know.
Fast as you can. Rapid fire.
Clash.
Ooh.
It's easy for me because I have some time.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
You can go first, too. It's rapid fire.
Okay.
Rick.
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair? Yes.
Gay.
Yeah, fuck gingers.
Brandon.
Sorry, Prince Harry.
Who would win in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
I'm sure he's listening.
Donkey.
You? Oh, double donkey this kid. Week. Donkey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Double donkey. Wow.
That was a sex act. I feel like
that's
a sex act.
There's a movie where that happens.
A double
donkey. Yeah, I saw a movie about a double donkey.
So is that like a double tap donkey punch?
I ain't watching
donkey
that
punch.
Shit.
That's right. Yeah, that's
well, this weekend I learned
a double donkey is a thunk thunk.
This weekend I learned what an Alaskan pipeline was.
Oh, yeah.
I
bet you did.
And you people are disgusting.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah,
it's really awful.
You got to do a nice slippy wrist.
It's really, really awful.
I did tapeworm one time.
All right, final rapid fire question. Oh. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay, so you can live in a world where you only could have Star Wars or The Clash. The other one never existed.
The Clash, for sure.
Fuck Star Wars.
Rick.
Rapid Fire told us nothing. Oh, did you find it?
Rick.
Is it
disgusting.
It's the worst thing ever.
Should I talk about it?
Yes.
Okay.
And this Urban Dictionary moment brought to you by Rick and Caitlin.
The Alaskan pipeline is the act of pooping into a condom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Freezing the rubber overnight.
No.
Then inserting it into one's anus.
Wow.
What?
It's like a reverse poop.
Damn, Rick. You did that?
Back and forth forever.
You found that out this weekend?
I discovered that this weekend.
I bet Grime Dog told you that.
Yes, it was a Grime Dog, Grime Dog moment. And after Grime Dog left, there was a can of beans in my bed. Which I don't know how that happened.
What? Was it still in the can?
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
But I went to get into bed and I pulled back the covers and there was black beans. But it's not the black beans from my cupboard. Which means that somebody thought, like, I'm going to bring black beans and put them in Rick's bed.
It was like under your blanket?
Yes, in my bed. So I don't know.
That's
that was a weird
mystery.
Moment.
Good thing you didn't
maybe
just like jump into
maybe
the
you
bed.
Have a poltergeist.
Black bean poltergeist.
With a sixth sense
it's a Guatemalan poltergeist. But yeah. Yeah, so yeah, they well, we I won't anyway.
You guys all asked anyway. A pipeline.
We were theorizing oh. about.
All right,
well,
let me tabulate
the results. Rapid fire told us nothing.
I'm gonna have to go with the rhythm of the night. Natalie, you're our big winner today, sweeping the first half of the quiz.
You won a silver sticker.
Nailed it. Woo! Stamped it.
I love stamps.
Sponsored by Silver. They're having their show coming up June 3rd.
And one ton Dooley sticker too.
Oh yeah, and a one ton Dooley sticker.
Man, you really raked it in.
I really did.
Yep. Yeah. And you got bragging rights.
And don't share those with your girlfriend because you won them. That's great.
So are you guys girlfriends or are you married?
We're married.
Oh, we're
you
married.
Are married? Yeah. Congratulations.
Awesome.
3 years in September.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Reverend and I've performed a number of marriages and I found out just recently that another one has ended in a divorce
after less than
2 years.
Why are you telling me that? Are we jinxed?
No. My bat-
it actually has nothing to do
my
with
my batting Lori. Average is over 500 still.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
I think I'm like batting
you met
like
here
670
on the podcast.
Like
so.
670?
She's
so
a drummer, too.
Two out of three of the marriages you performed are still active.
Yes. Cool. Two out of three. It's not bad odds.
That's not
bad. That's good. Nobody's perfect.
It's better odds than the American national average.
But you learn from your mistakes.
For now, those marriages could still end
some
up in divorce.
I could see somebody in the future tapping Mr. Dowd, and he's like, no, I won't marry you because I know you'll break up, so fuck you guys. You know,
I do tell people before I marry them, you got to be like, especially if they've only known each other for maybe a short amount of time, you have to really be sure you want to do this because, sure, it's real cheap to get married. But getting a divorce, on the other hand, that's
not
expensive.
So
once you get in, it's like a raccoon, and like in a shiny thing, raccoon trap, and it can't pull its hand out because it's holding the shiny thing.
Well, Rory's
and you have to gnaw off your hand and you know pay money every month.
50% of your marriages have ended in divorce.
Yes. Yes, they have, Rick. Thank you.
Oh, God. I have such and a nihilistic
one of, I guess
view.
One of them is still pending, huh?
So I...
We just had our first anniversary last weekend. Fuck you.
I love you guys.
I'm not like a romantic type person, and I still have like sort of a nihilistic view of like marriage. Mm. I mean, I'm not like I'm a very like realistic person. I didn't go into my first marriage thinking that this was like, you know, the one and I was going to be married for the rest of my life. I just kind of like look at things a little bit more practically, but that's gotten me into some hot water lately when I'm honest about it. Mm. Like I've let a couple of things slip.
You gotta keep some stuff to yourself.
I know. I put my foot in my mouth a lot about that, but this one will be it.
This will be
my last marriage.
Being married is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I like
this will
it.
Be my last
it's good
marriage.
To have a partner.
My only. Yeah. My last marriage.
Dude, my life's so much better since I got married to my wife.
Well, you married the right person.
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys
for sure.
are so fucking cute together, though.
Do we have a
all
blast?
Of you?
Oh, they are.
All
blast.
Of you are really cute together.
Like it's like life goals.
Your,
I'm the only
partners.
Not married person in this.
We're all
person
lucky.
In this
everybody
room,
in the house
holy
except Rick
shit.
Is lucky.
Except
what
for
is
Rick.
Wrong with me? He's
remember
not
in the early episodes
my God.
Of the podcast.
Dude,
hey, wait,
Brandon, his girl are really cute.
Brandon, are you dating somebody? You guys in a happy committed relationship?
It's amazing. No, they're and they
wait. I put him on the spot.
They're like made for each other. It's fucking Katie and Bob's daughter.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
But the reason
like
why
Grant's
we know
brother?
Brandon. Yes.
Grant's sister. I mean, yeah.
Right.
God, I haven't seen
Sadie.
Her. Jesus.
No,
when she was like,
she's
little.
A little kid. Right. And she is fucking so rad.
That's so cool.
She grew up so good. It's fucking amazing. Katie and Bob made the best kids. But But yeah, everybody's together and I'm totally
except
alone.
Except you.
It's
yep.
So awful.
Yeah, Rick is forever alone guy.
Three.
The band said that they knew a guy in Grass Valley that looks just like me and is my age. And my first question was, is he fucking gay? Because you need to give him my number now. Because so, yeah.
Rick would totally do himself.
I would be a great husband one day a week. I work a lot.
Oh, you just gotta find somebody
who can just like hang out in the background cool, and like yeah. chill with you, like
to,
be in the yeah. same room, like only, while you're doing separate things.
I'm only home half the time in my life, and my wife is there for me, solid, 100%. Even when
true.
I'm not there, when I come home, it's just like not even a day's passed.
Oh,
so
you guys are cute.
Yeah, you just gotta find the right person.
It was really good to see you guys both at Mikey's birthday.
Yeah, she was happy to be out.
Oh,
and
you
see
guys
everybody.
Go. I have
yeah.
So,
we were there for a couple hours, but we're pretty much old.
I had to miss it because I was doing my very.
My wife.
My very last
party.
Yeah.
My very last volunteer gig until months after my surgery for Love Hope Strength. I swabbed for bone marrow donors at the Andrew McMahon show in Sacramento. And it was really cool. It was like a very like intimate, like acoustic only sort of like it was Andrew McMahon and his friends. They came out. It was almost theatrical. Like they had like a stage set and it was the kind of show that I like, you guys, you've heard me probably talk about the Revival Tour where, like, a bunch of these, like, really, like, big-name, like, artists came out and, like, there was no opener, there was no hierarchy. Everybody just kind of, like, came out on stage and played together and jammed and then, like, everybody came out randomly and played and then kind of, like, joined each other. It was really cool. That was a good show. But that's why I missed Mikey's birthday party and I'm kind of bummed about that. I didn't realize I had already, like, committed myself to that when it was Mikey's birthday party.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It was perfect.
Good.
We all walked in. It was packed for the Foxy. That's why I picked a small spot. So because it's 6 o'clock, who can make that kind of
shit?
Oh,
yeah, and it's early.
That commitment. But everybody who did make it, like, she was so blown away.
Everybody who doesn't live in Reno can make it to a 6 o'clock commitment.
So I have some news for you, actually. I just got a couple of really cool donations for Mary Anarchy that I want to plug right now.
Oh, cool, cool.
Art Dogs is donating a piece for the auction, and Sierra Wellness is donating some weed.
Oh, right on.
So
very cool.
Yeah.
And I know that Eric and Monique over at the Melting Pot. Yeah.
Yes,
they're donating
I saw that
some
today.
Stuff too.
It's fucking awesome.
Like some mushrooms or something.
We've donated a couple of pairs of tickets.
Nice. Yeah,
the mushrooms aren't legal yet.
And
mushrooms aren't legal yet.
And also the Peppermill donated a overnight stay and a voucher for their spa.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I actually can't wait to buy raffle tickets.
We've got
that
some
is
really
so
cool
awesome.
Stuff coming up. I want to talk a little more about Mary Anarchy after this next bit, but let's have a little more punk rock
it's
from
It's been too long since we heard a Stuntville song.
Awesome. You ready?
Yep.
G-Dub, suck my fucking ass! Most authorities give an inventory! Glad they come up in that zone, but it's discussions like to our face! Can't think of the system with the brain! Running back green, sun's pretty neat! Running back green, sun's pretty neat! Running back green, sun's pretty neat! Running back green, sun's pretty neat!
Fuck yeah.
Bitches involved.
That was the one Nick wanted to hear. Yeah. That's a fucking great song.
Great song.
I think everyone can relate to that.
That's the single.
Oh, you brought me right back to the Nugget in the late 90s. Like, I just remember
the
being
nugget?
Like...
Which one?
The big
tower.
Casino, the two towers. Yeah, yeah. Sparks.
That was like a punk there. Destination?
No.
Rick was a housekeeper.
Everybody was a dick.
Oh, okay,
everyone,
I remember when you quit.
I don't want to go.
When you like signed off on your pink slip.
They were writing me up, and they're like, "We're gonna write you up as a stupid, simple write-up." And I just wrote, "Fuck off and go to hell" on the signature line.
Yes,
they're all, "Yeah, you quit if you did that."
You were so happy that day when you came home.
But seriously, everybody that worked there, the company was actually pretty nice. Everybody that worked there acted like it was their fucking job to complain about working there every goddamn day. And finally, I just started being like, why don't you quit? And they're like, what do you mean? I just want to tell you how much I hate my job every day of my life. I don't know why you would be such a dick about that. It's like, fucking quit. Go away. If you hate it so much, why don't you leave?
Yeah.
Either you quit or I'm going to quit.
Yeah, then I did.
Somebody's leaving.
And then I went back to a job that I love, cleaning toilets.
Good. If you're happy cleaning toilets, then good for you.
It's the best time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off like that.
No, that's fine.
I just want to let you know that was a great song.
Because I hate cleaning toilets.
Thank you.
So do you guys have any singles out? Do you have any music on the web that people can download?
We have like our
Bandcamp.
Our stuff on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp?
Yeah. We have a lot of stuff on Bandcamp.
There's some...
Slutsville with a Z.
Bandcamp. A few videos on... Probably YouTube.
Don't look at YouTube.
But we don't have any
it's so
we don't have
bad.
Any
now
like,
we're gonna look at it. I
don't,
know.
We don't have any like videos like film.
They're like
shitty cell
phone
like,
videos
yeah.
from
it's
the
so
crowd.
Bad. Oh, like crowd videos
yeah.
or like
nothing that's
shit like
good.
That.
Like I got a camera
practice,
to
maybe.
Record us. So in the future there will be videos of us.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a camera just to do it. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be a little film director.
She's gonna direct and awesome. Act, I guess.
I'm gonna direct
okay.
and act. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Multi-talented.
Budding cinematographers as well.
It's good.
Hi.
We got Mary Anarchy. Yes, that's what I was waiting for Nick to get back in the room. Nick, do you want to say anything? Yes.
Well, it's going to be a fun 2 days, folks, and we're raising money for Brian Smith. He's had multiple heart surgeries for what happened when he had a heart attack.
Fuck your broken heart, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, we hope your broken heart mends, sir. And he is on the up. He went and saw the play and everything.
Awesome.
He's going to stop by, hopefully, on one of the 2 days.
Yeah, he should be there for part of Mary Anarchy, for sure. If not, I think he might come watch as much as he can, because he really loves music. He's
yeah,
big,
no, he's
like,
always there
lover.
For, I mean, he's been there
he's
for Mary Anarchy.
He's the Jubs granddad, right?
Yeah.
You know.
He's grandpappy at Jubs, so.
But
that's our,
he's always been a big supporter of ours. So
it's our tribe, you know.
Yeah, good friend, good dude.
And a brother clamper. Any clampers out there listening? Satisfactory. Come on down and help a brother out.
Help a brother with the arm.
Every
down.
Penny raised goes directly to him.
Yep.
So
and he's got a good widder taking care of him. So
hell yeah,
we got all that going on. But also, tons of bands. Like there's 20 bands in 2 days.
Some
right?
really rad bands.
Usually we have 30, but this year we cut it down because Larry and his Flask are playing on Friday.
And his motherfucking Flask.
That's in the big room.
I am so excited.
Sorry,
so I can't stop talking about
the
it.
Show starts at 6:30 with Roxy Colley. Yes. The bands just get better throughout the night. Not better, but like
wait, what are you saying about
high
Roxy
bar
Colley?
To start at.
Roxy Colley's rad, but it's like really slow. But like the energy grows and there's faster bands. And then at when it's Larry's turn in the big room, we're all gonna just put that on pause in the bar room, go watch Larry and his Flask, and when we return, Kanaw and Reno Ab Problem are gonna close out the night in the bar. The Shames are on Friday. I think Alphabet Cole.
Prince Robot.
Sweet.
Very good.
Is Pink Awful in that one too? Yeah, Pink Awful.
And then that's all Friday? Cool, so
that's
I can see all of
Friday.
Them.
Yep. I don't know the exact order.
I'll be there very early. I'll see Roxy. I'll introduce Roxy, and I'll be there very early in the day. But
and I'll
I have
be
to,
there after Rory.
I have to go work.
Well, I mean, I'll
so,
be there the whole day. But
I'll miss out on Friday, the late night Friday night stuff. Like after Larry and his Flask, I won't be there.
It's okay. I'll take your place.
But Saturday.
But show up early on Friday because it's serious immediately, right? It's like 6:30, good. good band.
Yeah.
Not that the old starters weren't great, but you know.
No, Princess Bombs will be up on slower. Saturday.
Yeah, it's no warm up. It's not like brand new bands. Yeah. These bands have all been playing for years, so they're more polished acts. You know what I mean? Then sometimes Mary Anarchy, we're like, yes, new bands, you signed up? Of course you get to play.
Yeah.
This year is like, there's only 20 spots because of the Larry and his Flask thing. And
that's still pretty impressive. Like 20 bands in 2 days, that's a lot. I've done it, and it's really fucking hard.
We've done more.
I think there's only like eight or nine on the first day. Yeah. The first day is only like seven or eight or something.
It's a nightmare.
Then, The next day is like 13 bands in a row.
Yeah.
So, and that the next day starts at like 3:30.
Princess Bombs starting at 3:30. Yeah. Ever growing and got some different things we're going to be trying out for you this year.
Awesome.
And of course, Tommy Plunkett, the longest running Mary Anarchist. He's played every show.
Everyone. Including the one for him.
When he had cancer, he played one song for it. When he had throat cancer, and he didn't sing on that one. But he did perform, so he's the longest running. Like he's done every show, so he's early too. So right, and then we get into like
the band,
some punk rock stuff. The Dooley's at 7:30.
Yeah,
Flood Fire
Death Drought.
Drought, Basement Tapes.
Yeah,
just a bunch of bands. Oh, the ending is kind of cool because it goes like Vague Choir.
Yeah.
Into the Lazy Universe with Stacey Toll from Gunshot Liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to meet her and I'm going to be gone.
Oh,
God damn it.
You'll be at the Moon Rocks, yeah.
She'll be around.
And then Eddie and the Subtitles, and then Hedwig.
Damn it. I'm going to miss all that on Saturday.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch cast, but it's with.
But Yitzhak. It's really Yitzhak instead of Hedwig. Inch. Yeah. It's her band. It's like the sequel to the show.
Yeah.
Like Hedwig is left.
Yeah,
we got Yitzhak, and she's bringing on Mark Ernest from Vague Choir, and Mikey from the Shames.
Nice,
and they're singing up.
You guys
the
are making me really jealous about having to go see my girlfriend play.
And Mark's Moon Rocks.
I'm really excited. Oh, so I have the day off work for that, so I can be there
Mike's
all night.
Too.
You can't do everything.
I know. I want to do everything. I need like four of me so I can do all of the things.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to clone Cadillac Kim.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. Does the world need more of me?
Yes.
Oh, why not?
Okay. Our
town needs more of you.
Yeah. The world certainly wouldn't mind more of you.
So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that is this coming weekend here.
Yeah.
Is Friday the 25th,
Friday and
Saturday the
26th. So, like, tomorrow and the next day for you Thursday listeners.
Please come on out. Even if you don't, like, it's a suggested donation of $10 to get in the door, but even if you don't have that, come on in and buy a drink because the bar does kick down quite a sizable chunk of change from the day. To support us every year, Jubs and Faith and Josh have been such big helps to all of us, raising literally tens of thousands of dollars for people over the last 14 years.
Directly to the person, too, not for charity.
Oh, yeah, it's cash directly.
And this
to
is
people
actually
to help them
the 15th one, but it's the 14th annual, so you have to count them that way.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
Somebody told me.
Yeah.
So that when it looks right, when it says... Mm-hmm. 04 to 14, right? That's 10 years. Right?
Sure.
It's 11.
There are rules about these things, Rory. You don't just fucking say shit willy-nilly.
Faith took Nick and I to task in a Facebook thread one day.
Oh.
Dude, and she fucking knows. Don't argue with Faith.
I would never.
The only problem is that last year's t-shirt said 13, so this year's t-shirt has to say 14.
We're stuck with it.
Yeah, this year we have t-shirts, so
please
come get a
shirt. I've never had a t-shirt before.
I've done it.
I've never seen a t-shirt.
Would you like to buy one?
Only wear dresses? I'm totally going to buy one. What? Just only wear dresses?
There's
no, I mean,
there's like 10 different
t-shirts.
You
want to
buy? You
want to
buy an old, a vintage one?
Maybe.
Yeah, I say that like every other time when I'm on stage.
No, every
hey, don't
summer
forget
we do
there's
t-shirts.
A silent auction raffle in the back, and you can always ask Mikey from the Shames about getting t-shirt. I say that all day long.
Rory, I'm drunk all the time, so
yeah.
Probably if I'm at a show.
That's why we get along.
We forget how.
That's how we met.
Cadillac
so,
is the newbie to the.
So I have. I have a really big thing that I've been sitting on for like a week that I have to get off my chest.
Sexually.
It's a secret, but by the time
it
comes out, by the time this episode comes out, it won't be a secret anymore. Buster Blue is getting back together for one night only.
Wow.
At the St. Wednesday night. I know, right?
Like
including
a week?
Ricketts.
When?
Including
is it like
Wednesday,
a week from now?
Like the 23rd. So fuck. 2 days from now.
Oh, it'll have already have happened.
It will have already happened. That's why I'm saying it now. I'm so fucking excited about this.
How was it?
That's huh? really cool.
How was it?
It was awesome, dude. I got off work over at the infirmary and went right over and had a blast.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Dude, everybody's going to be there. Brian Jones obviously is Buffalo Moses. He's coming down for a show and he's getting the whole fucking gang back to even Ricketts, dude, is
nice.
Gonna, like, play. Yeah,
very cool. Very cool.
That's cool. So stoked.
So, yeah, if you're a big Buster Blue fan, hopefully you got to catch that show.
I've been bursting at the seams and, like, telling everybody, like, I can't tell because they want it to be a secret.
Yeah,
because it's kind
show
of like
style.
DL. But I've been like, you do not want to miss this. I promise. Do you like Buster Blue? You're not going to want to. Like, they're like, you can say that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It was hinted at on the Silver episode.
It was hinted at, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, awesome. That was fun. That will be fun. That will and won't be fun. I don't know.
You guys have to come. Everybody has to come.
Sexually.
We'll do our best.
All right.
And Slutsville, your next show, July 31st here in Reno.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the Naked Aggression at
yep.
She's.
Yes. Yep.
Well, if you do have any other shows that you book, even around your neck of the woods, please let us know. We'll be happy
to
promote it on the podcast and the website.
Yeah. Tell your friends to come up on the podcast. I'd love to have your Grass Valley friends to come up. And
yeah,
I want to have Pug Skulls on.
Yeah, hit them up. They would.
I will.
Totally.
No, I know they're fucking rad. They come up here all the time to play.
Yeah,
yeah. And you guys would probably really like them.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. Cool.
Yeah, they're rad.
Are we closing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Just really quick.
Oh,
if you
Patreon.
If you've ever listened to this show and thought this show is really great, all 300 episodes are amazing. But if only I could pay for it, that would be so awesome. If you've ever thought that, you can pay for it. We have a Patreon account, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Throw us a little bit of money. Just the money you would spend on coffee once a month. We would love that so much.
You can even PayPal us. All those links are on the website.
Yep.
And we will earn our affection.
And the people who have already joined the Patreon, I just want you to know it's been up for months, and it's a small group of people that we really seriously fucking love that actually give us that money. And I was a little bit short on the dog water bills this last month because my car broke down and I didn't have a ton of money.
Oh, no.
And I suddenly remembered, hey, I wonder what the Patreon's got. And I fucking went in there, and there was enough money to cover everything.
Hey!
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you fucking
you
people
so
that gave us a little bit of money. We love you so much.
You people, huh?
For sure.
Yes.
You people.
Oh, shut up.
You listeners, you.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah.
No, that's really fantastic to hear that it's working. And thank you out there. And please, be a sponsor. Be a friend of ours. We'd love to get to know you better. And we probably won't. but we love you anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else, you guys?
Anybody else?
No, that's it. I mean, I do want to add that we do, you know, a lot of promotion and stuff for local bands and shows, and we never ask for a penny.
Yeah.
So, you know, if local bars, venues, bands, promoters, or whatever are listening to this, keep that in mind.
Don't forget, come on out to the infirmary and tell me the code word.
Yes.
Wilson.
Just want to tell you guys, congratulations on the 300th show, and it's been really awesome for the last 7 years.
Congratulations, you guys.
Being with you guys.
You four are the originals. Yep. I've only been on board for a little over a year.
Yeah, but you're part of the family, Kim. You're doing a great job.
No, I just can't imagine doing this. Like, I can imagine doing this for
another
7 years.
Hopefully
get
another 300 more. I think we can do it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm so glad. It's not a fucking
I'm glad to be part
anymore.
Of it.
Me too. Trust me.
Yeah.
I hear this literally every week I come in. They're like, you did so much for the podcast. I mean, please don't ever stop saying that because it does a lot for my self-esteem. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, and yeah.
Not for you. We probably would have quit doing this after like 275.
God, I hope not.
And really, thank you guys for you know, like us coming together and helping, like creating something as wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
As we've done with this, we've really done something for this music scene here. And it's just an honor that people want to be on the show and want to continue listening.
Yeah, we should be proud of what we've done, and I love you guys.
It's kind of weird. It's mind-blowing to me still. I'm like, you want to come on our shitty little show? And then I'm like, oh, it's not a shitty little show. Oh, my God, I forget. Like, this is actually, and then I listen to other podcasts, and I'm like, we actually have our shit together.
It's not that bad.
This is so cool. Yeah. We're not awful.
There have been so many great moments in the last 300 shows. Holy shit. I mean, think about how
many
times.
There's been so many in the last year that I've even been involved. Like,
and we've gotten to have this fucking intimate experience with another band.
Yeah,
and then
with these awesome bands.
And then it's up there forever.
Great, yep. Yeah, fucking great people, great friends we've met, you know, even, you know, like the out-of-town folks who we might only get to see every once in a while or never. And yeah, we but it lives forever on the internet.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you guys for coming up here.
So rad. You guys kick ass.
You were exactly the kind of band we wanted to always have on the show when we first started.
Shit.
Like,
awesome. Really. And we weren't cool enough to have you on the band when we first started.
I'm so glad you're here now.
Well, that old school punk rock is great music, and I'm glad you guys are playing it.
For real. I'm not even sure we're cool enough to have them on right now, but we tricked them somehow.
No, this is great.
Well, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for Nick, Kim, Chewy, Dick, Brandon, and everybody else involved with the show, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying goodnight, ladies. Life is short, and I do love you.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Yeah. Chewy's here to make a poop
300 times.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Do more!
This is our last song.
I can't take this anymore! I can't take this anymore! You're dripping crazy! Dripping crazy! You think you control the world? You think you're the voice girls? You're a big crazy! Dripping crazy!
It's a shock to most people when handcuffs are used.
Dogwater Studios.
Unless he was knocked unconscious, blows would only make him more violent.
See, I took microphone.